Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be fucking annoying me, right? You're on my podcast. You do what I say. You're already rolling your eyes.
I'm in the hoids for it, come on.
Don't fucking annoy me.
Come on.
And if he starts crying, you're going into him. Rock, paper, scissors.
It is rock, paper, scissors.
Right, go on. Rock, paper, scissors. One, two, three. No, you went on two.
I went on three.
You did.
Go.
It's one, two, three, go, right? One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go.
Yes.
Fuck. No, it's too awkward. You're closer to the door. You go into it anyway, so... You're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen, and that silence you hear is because Carla has gone and fucked off, and I have a guest on with me. It's the man behind the team tune.
Oh, you need to change that team tune.
Why?
It's terrible.
People have asked for a full version.
No, I'll make you know.
Will you?
Yeah, that's years old.
Oh, and we're going through a bit of a rebrand as well.
Cost you.
Much.
$400.
$400. Always ask me for me $400. Now this episode is
interrogation.
That's not interrogation. No, I thought this would be a good subject. And do you know what? I've actually, when I was in the shower, I was thinking, because I was kind of dreading this, because I was a little bit like, oh, is this gonna be? Because like you're not really.
It's either gonna be your best podcast ever or your worst.
Yeah. So. But I was like, we actually never sat down to have a conversation about a specific topic. I know, like, in real life, it comes organically anyway, but we don't really have to... Like, we agree on a lot of stuff.
Agree with you.
Happy wife, happy life, huh?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Topic is beliefs.
Right. Because
you're one of the most sceptical, cynical people that I know. But it depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah, it depends on what day it is.
Yeah, because you're a Gemini and you don't believe in horoscopes or star signs, but you're the most typical Gemini there is.
Right.
You do, like, we'll talk about something one day and you, like, you'll have an opinion on it, and then the next day it's completely different and I'm like, what? You fucking what, mate? Like, I'm... You baffle me. You honestly do.
That's why you love me.
No, it does. No, it wrecks me head, to be fair.
Told you this was an interrogation.
So, you didn't know what this topic was because you don't even follow the Instagram. But I put out a question box. So basically beliefs, and like beliefs are kind of a thing that you're brought up on and you're kind of told.
No.
You
believe everything your mom tells you. That's all it is. Yeah. So if your mom tells you not to touch the fire because it's hot, you believe her.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
if your ma turns around you and tells you there's a god and puts that much preference on her, same way, don't put your hand on that because it'll burn you. You're just going to believe everything she says.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, when you're growing up, your beliefs are very much instilled into you by other people until you get older.
If you don't give anyone a Bible till they're 20 years old and don't mention religion to anybody and hand them a Bible when they're 20 years old and let them read it, after the first page, they're going to say, get that fucking away from me.
I did warn you on the Instagram, if you're precious about religion, he will annihilate you. I did warn you on the Instagram.
I have no problem with anyone being Christian or any other religion. Not at all. But it's just...
Well, no, the Bible's bullshit, like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, It is
the first boy, the first page of Laugh.
Yeah, it is, and it's got that stuff in it. It has
never. Do you know what age Noah was when he built the boat?
What age?
3,000 years old he was.
Was he?
Yeah. Looked about 30. 3,000 years old. Like, come on, will you? Madness.
So I ask people, because like, there's not much to say around, like, we all know what beliefs are, and then obviously when you get older and like, I suppose it depends on what you're consuming online and stuff like that. Like, you listen to an awful lot of Joe Rogan, so.
Where's your Jamie?
Yeah, I don't have a Jamie. I am the Jamie. I am the producer.
You need a Jamie.
Well, when we get the house and we make up the studio, you can be the Jamie.
I'll be a Jamie.
You be the Jamie. But, like, and like, and it depends on what you're consuming or what you're watching or what you're into or the circles that you're in or whatever. That kind of starts determining your beliefs then, because like, if you're never exposed to, say, like, facts about space, or like, not even facts about space, but like possibilities, you know, like in the science world and stuff like that, like, you're not gonna, it's not gonna be even on your radar until you, like, your beliefs are very, very, I think, pinpointed on who you are as a person and who you, like, Say Jap, for instance.
Yeah.
So, right, let me explain this. I've spoken about Jap on the podcast before. Jap is a friend of ours. We've been friends with him years. And Jap is, I'd love to get him on the podcast, but nobody would fucking hear a word. Like, you can't understand a word Jap says. But he's, like, he was a gorier when he was younger, wasn't he? Like, he mm-hmm. was, like, I know plenty of people that said, like, oh, Jap was, like, he was a fucking, you'd steer clear of him, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just very much an undesirable. But, like, and he's done all your tattoos, hasn't he? He's come to Crete with us, and yeah. he's a very good friend. But he did get it very much into the spiritual world. And you think that's bullshit, but until about, was it 4 weeks ago when he was doing everyone's tattoos in the house? And he started telling you about his Reiki and his mastering and all that sort of stuff. You did start to get into it.
Didn't get into it. I said, right, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah.
So do something to me. And he tried to do something to me and nothing happened.
No, but remember I was telling you,
if you believe something's going to happen, it will happen. So if he's going to tell you, I'm going to put you asleep by rubbing your head, you'll fall asleep.
No, I know that. But like, remember we were talking about my kind of mental health at the time and stuff. And you were like, oh, you should get Jap to do it because like, he does this
but that's what I mean. You believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
So if he's telling you, I'm going to do this, it's going to reduce your anxiety or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to believe that's going to happen. It's like a placebo. Think of it that way.
I know that, but you just came across like you were after turning a corner in your belief of it. Like, no, you did.
Anything me mates are into, I look into it.
Yeah. But
that's, look at it. The body and the mind's a crazy thing.
So, right, okay. So I'm going to go through the question box because the only way we can really...
Many questions, isn't
get your, there's no, they're not questions. I just ask people to give me, like, beliefs that they have.
Right.
And we'll get your hot take on it. Right? These are all anonymous. You don't know who these people are, okay?
Right.
So, right, here's the first one. Tarot cards. I use them as my guide to life, like a map to life rather than a GPS. What do you think of tarot cards?
I think that it's just made up, it's just random stuff. If you go to a tarot card fella or girl, right? Mm. And ask her to do cards in front of you, and tell her to do it 10 times in front of you, I guarantee the same cards don't come out.
Mm.
I guarantee the same cards don't come out. So, that's what I think of that.
Right.
Because if it's meant to be, it'd be the same cards that come out. Because you're meant to hear what's meant to be said there, if you get me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And like, so there's this fella that I follow on Instagram, his name is Chris Corsini, and he got really, really popular recently. And he does this big 15-minute tarot card reading for each sign at the start of every month based on where the planets are and what retrograde is going on and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I fucking kid you not, you know our situation,
right,
and stuff that's come up recently, every single, to the date that he mentions, every single thing has come true this month.
Darren Brown
yeah,
has £100,000 check there for anybody out there that can prove to him that he's psychic, and not one person has took the challenge up. Why? Why? He has a yoke called the... What's it called? What was it, for sale? It was one of the documentaries that he did over in America. He brought a plumber over to America and taught him how to be a preacher and turned him into a preacher. And when he got over there, there was people that were sick, and he literally went over and shouted in people's faces, and their pain was gone. Because adrenaline rushes through you when someone starts screaming in your face. So you feel great for a few minutes, but after that, it's gone. So he has $100,000 out there to show anyone who was psychic, and no one's done up in the offer. Why? Why?
Not many people know Darren Brown. He's like...
There's another fella, Randall, from back in the day. He had a yoke out as well. It was £1 million or something back in the 80s. If you could prove to him he had a superpower, and people actually applied for this thing, and every single person, he made a show of him.
Really?
Every single person. So, there's a fella in there that was sticking irons to him. He was like, I'm a metal man. I'm a magnet man. So he's there sticking loads of steel things to him. And then your man goes off and wipes him with cloth. Gone. So he had stuff on his chest. Right. But he went in there to say, I have superpowers. So your man's known for telling everyone that they're bullshit.
Right, okay.
No one's ever proved that either.
I know, I don't know, I do
believe... Like most haunted with your man Derek. That's all.
Well, that's,
that's a setup and a half.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually, well, we'll probably get to that through, because obviously, like, spirits and stuff like that are going to come up throughout the episode, but...
these are just my opinions now.
Yeah, I know that, and like, but that's why I say, like, you're very sceptical. That's why I wanted to, I thought this would be a good episode for you, but I feel like anybody who has a bit of fucking hope out there is just going to lose it all.
Follow me. I'll lead you the right way.
No, they'll be fucking fuming after listening to this episode, is what they will. Here's another one that I'm very much, and your friend has tried this before, and he believes it as well, Kearney, the law of attraction. So, the law of attraction, my fiancé thinks it's all BS, but I've times in my life where it really worked for me. So the law of attraction is basically you thinking...
I remember you reading the book years ago and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm telling you all about it.
Things just happen by coincidence. Things happen by timing. Like, you can believe the law of attraction and all that. I think there's a million people in Ireland right now to read that book. Have you heard of a million success stories coming out saying, like, I'm this, and this?
The thing is, and, like, there's more studies being done about, the CIA have studied it, and they've proven that there is something to it. That there is...
Didn't see that documentary, though.
No, the CIA... No, there's actually a website where CIA documents go public.
Yeah.
They have to. And they have proven...
The Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, that's what it is, but it's the... they've actually proven that there is... something behind your thoughts and the frequency that they're on actually making an impact. Because, like, as you say, like, it sounds weird that the Earth wouldn't be the Earth without the Moon. So obviously there's some truth in, like there being power in the universe.
Well, like, someone made it?
No. I mean, like... Shit, I thought that was a baby, sorry. no, like, I mean... That there's kind of like...
Everything is power.
Everything I know, is. Like, and everything is energy.
Yeah.
But your thoughts are also energy. That's the whole thing about the law of attraction.
Yeah.
But if you don't use it right, which most people don't, which is why there isn't a million success stories, you have to do this properly. And even Jack will tell you, you need to be in a place of fucking enlightenment to be able to pull it off. Like,
well, if you keep thinking happy thoughts all the time, you're going to be a happy person, aren't you? So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if you're thinking, like, a law of attraction and all this, if I keep thinking I'm going to get that job. If you're good enough, you're going to get that job. It's simple. It's not got to do with a book. If you're good enough for that position, you will get that position.
Yeah, I like to think that there is something.
We're saving for a house.
Yeah.
We're saving for a house. Do you know what I mean? So every week we're going to work and put money in. Eventually we're going to get that house. That's not because of the law of attraction. That's because they're working the bollocks off.
I know, but look at this, because I've always said, and... The whole thing behind the law of attraction is that, like, what you say happens, or what you believe will happen. And I've always believed we will get our house in a jammy way. I've always said that. And nothing's nailed down, so I'm not going to explain what the fuck happened, but just we're in a situation where we got very fucking jammy, and we could be looking at a very lucky situation for the two of us. that, like, I've always said, I was like, I'm going to get that in a jam. It's either a lotto win or it's going to be some other way.
What if we didn't get it in a jammy way and we just got it the normal way?
No.
Then what would you have thought?
Well, that, I probably would have forgotten about it, in fairness.
There you go.
Like, I probably would have, but I have always said, like, I think we're going to get jammy.
Well, we did get jammy.
Yeah.
But, like, as you said, things happen with coincidence. It's just coincidence that happened.
I don't think so. Cause, like, even Kearney said shit about the parking space that time. Do you think
what?
That he was, like, he was envisioning, and, like, you know, like,
I drive around hooked with you in the height of looking for a car park space. Do you not think I keep saying to the 20,000 gods out there, give me a fucking car park space?
Yeah, but this is the thing, you need to be fucking happy for it to work. That. You can't be fuming. That's what you I mean. Like, you
but
can't...
I always still get a car park space even though I'm fuming.
You're a
fucking... Don't I? And then when I do, I go,
not where you want.
Yeah, but I still get a car park space. It's not a law of attraction, it's eventually going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there is some truth behind it, and I've seen it happening, and I've heard too many stories for it not to be true.
Again,
and there's too many scientists.
Again, if people believe in it, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. That's you. You want to do that, like, you go ahead and do that. I just don't believe in that stuff.
I just think that there's too many scientists and credible people that have said, yeah, no, this is a thing. That, like, it's, I just believe it because... Like, sports people, that one of their things in their training is to visualize their goal, and that's what any winner always says, is I visualized it.
Well, when you're growing up, you always want to be something.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to be a footballer, you're going to go on trials to football clubs, and if you're good enough, again, you're going to be selected.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's not going to drive down the road and you're kicking the ball against against a field.
To think that there is something backing you, though.
Hopefully, all good for you.
Yeah.
I've been doing great.
I'm
34.
Yeah.
I'm brand new. I have you. I have him. I get in the house. What else do I need? I don't believe in any of that stuff. And look at the position I'm in. I'm in a better position than thousands of people out there.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people out there trying for babies all the time. And we have the perfect baby in there. Mm. Like, it just happens. It's the card you're dealt. That's all it is.
Ah, okay. Afterlife.
What, the Ricky Gervais series?
No. An afterlife, like, something after.
No.
So you don't believe in...
No, nothing at all.
You think you just go?
That's it. That's the end of that.
Is it?
It's just gone.
Like, what is that, though? Like, you can't...
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
I just can't imagine.
But again, that's because you've been told so many things. Do you know what I mean?
I've opened my mind.
If we went through life without religion, you would just think we would just go on the hole at the end. But it's because you've heard so much about religion and everything and all, and tarot card readers, everything.
Mm.
Everyone thinks that, not everyone, a lot of people think that there is something. But I don't think there's something.
Do you not? Does that not scare the shit out of you?
Why would it? We're here by coincidence. Like, we're lucky to even be here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, look at the millions and millions of planets out there with nothing on it, and there's everything here. That's just a coincidence. Why isn't the people on the moon? It's just a coincidence that this is here now, and we're here.
Do you not think there's something bigger behind it now? No. Do you not think that, like...
Don't get me wrong, I'd love to if we all died and went to somewhere and we were all still there together and all that, but that's just... That's just what you want. But I don't see that. Don't see anything like that happening.
So, this is what I was going to say earlier on, and I knew it would come up during the episode. You told me a story, now you're a Gemini, so you're probably telling me that I'm fucking lying and you never said this. But you told me that you were in your bedroom in Cluny one night, and something on your wall started moving. And
I was a teenager back then, Jen.
Yeah. But no, you told me this story.
Yeah.
And something on your wall started moving, and then it stopped, and then you started talking to it, and then it started moving, and I think you went through the alphabet or something, and it started moving on the letter J.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, what do you know what I mean?
I'm afraid to say, but...
No, say it. That's what
That was just mad shit back then. We were young fellas, no?
What, was it the drugs?
Oh, obviously it was. Jesus. Talking to me wild and all. Great day. So we took E's before, and now we thought Eminem was coming out of a wall. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck's sake. Crazy teenager. I've put him on the right track, guys. Yeah. He's fine. No, but you did, honestly, when you were telling me that story, we think it was...
I thought it was mad. Not a spirit.
No, because this was years later. This wasn't when you were 15. It wasn't just after happening. This was years later and you were telling me about it and you were like, it's like...
No, because I was asked, that never happened to me, that was weird. And I said, that's the only thing that ever happened that was weird. But I have a proper excuse for
it. What was your... What's the excuse?
I was out of hell.
You were after taking a load of mushrooms. Fuck's sake. Right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. It's bad. Just learn from Adam. Definitely an unpopular opinion. All religion is a coping mechanism to help people through life.
Exactly.
All
that women get, there's only two things they care about.
What?
Keeping their hair nice and short and religion. There's only one thing an outfit likes.
What?
Is shed. Just think about that.
It sounds like you're taking drugs now.
Just think about that. Any woman, it doesn't matter if they weren't religious or anything. When they get older, every one of them turn to religion. They all go to church. They all start wearing. Yeah, they all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not saying grannies. I mean, like, as people are getting older, people start turning to more religion.
Mm.
That's just a comfort thing because no one wants to die alone.
They're closer to death.
Everyone thinks, oh, well, if we start praying now, it won't be bad.
Feel like our generation, though, especially like say me and you as parents now, like we didn't get Bobby christened.
Nope. We're
very much against like putting him in, like he can do what he wants when he's older. Nope. But against putting him into any sort of,
he won't be brainwashed, put that way.
Yeah,
he'd make his own decisions.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in our generation are the same, so our generation's definitely going to change the way that,
and Bobby's generation is just going to even be more like that.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep going until eventually one day religion will just be a history lesson.
A mad thing of the past.
A thing back in the day.
I don't know. I think in our lifetime, we'll never say in our lifetime where there's no religion. Like, it's the real cause of fucking
wars. Wasn't it mad? No matter where you're born on this planet, you're always born under the right religion. Isn't that mad? Every other religion's wrong, but where you were born, it's the right religion.
Yeah.
There's 3,000 gods out there.
That is much.
Or just don't believe in one more than they do.
Well, I think the Catholic... I think Ireland and the Catholic Church is just its own fucking shit show in itself.
Tell me why the preachers out in America have 4 or 5 private jets.
Yeah.
They just ask for money constantly because they're... As I said to you, people that are getting older are just turning to religion. And what did they do with all that pension money and all? They give it to the church. And where's that go? Into the preacher's pocket. And he'll just keep telling them whatever they want to hear. You just make sure you make that payment every week.
Mm.
That's what it is in America.
Yeah. I know. It was last year. And it was the... or maybe it was the year before. Jeez, I'm losing track with this fucking lockdown. But the blasphemy ref that went through, it was like... I feel like it wasn't as big as it should have been. Like,
I don't know anything about politics.
I know, you're not even fucking registered to vote, Adam. It's disgusting. But
I'm just here for the laugh.
I know, but like this...
Do you know what I mean?
This referendum was like your referendum was to get rid of blasphemy.
It means nothing.
It does.
Or just get
That's
on.
A huge moment in history, and I feel like it was really underplayed, because think about Irish history and the Catholic Church and how fucked up the country was, because, and it still is.
Yeah.
Because of the church.
Obviously.
And people voted against.
There was priests out there that were molesting kids. And then when they got found out, they were just moved to another church.
Mm.
And nobody knew who they were. And then they just did it again. And just did it again. And just did it again.
I know.
That's why they have such a bad name. And all that shit that was happening in all the schools all years ago. That's why it has a bad name. But people believe in religion and they'll keep sending their kids.
Yeah. It does baffle. I mean, like, this is a completely personal opinion, because even I have friends that are still getting their kids, like, with the communions and confirmations and all that.
And most of them would say to you as well, they're not Catholic, they're not really religious themselves, but, like, they don't want that kid missing out on the confirmation.
Yeah.
That's why the kid is Christian or Catholic.
Mm.
Simply because the mom doesn't want them, or the dad doesn't want them missing out on his confirmation or his communion, like his friends.
Mm.
When it comes to Bobby's time of confirmation or communion, when's the day he's going to have it?
We're going on holidays,
huh? Let me see the day he's going to have it.
We're going to Florida.
He's going
to
be going down roller coasters going, Jesus!
Yeah. Fucking Jesus.
So, yeah. That's the way that is.
Yeah. Now, I can see why people do find comfort in it. And I have to say, like, I do have nice memories. Obviously, I never had a bad memory with the Catholic Church. Like, I used to love going to the Christmas Eve Mass with my ma. That was like, it was a tradition at Christmas. We did it on Christmas Eve. We went to the kids' nativity thing on Christmas Eve. Weather was usually shit. We'd walk back in the fucking torrential rain, but then you'd get all cosy and get in your pyjamas and all that.
Did you eat the holy bread?
I did, yeah. A few holy breads in the day, yeah. I did. Do you know what I did? A few Easters, and it was mostly, I'll admit, it was mostly to get out of like, school. But you had to, there was like a mass for, you know, the Stations of the Cross of a Good Friday. And there was a kids' mass, and I did the whole, like, it was like a trip. It was a fucking long mass, that's all I remember. And I had to do loads of readings and all that. And I was really involved in the church.
So you're a pretty girl.
I wasn't.
Front of house.
I wasn't a pretty kid.
No.
Jesus, no, I wasn't. Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, I'm not a pretty adult either.
You're a pretty girl, I know.
Everybody in unison. Look at me, hole. Now, I don't have any bad memories of it. And I have to say, when my ma stopped going to the kids' mass of Christmas Eve when my nana died. And one of our listeners, actually, she messaged me last night because I was after saying, don't listen to this episode if you're religious because Adam will fucking annihilate you. And I was like, I thought I was atheist until I met, until I hear you talking about it. I'm actually agnostic. So that's like, you don't believe in God or you don't have a religion, but you believe in the spiritual.
What's the difference?
That there is a higher power, but it's not man in the sky. It's not like, the stories in the Bible didn't fucking happen. Like, let's be real, it didn't happen. But I do believe that there is a greater power and energy. There's a force of energy, and energy can be controlled.
It can't be controlled.
But I believe it does. It can.
The Big Bang explains everything. We're here from coincidence. If that moon didn't hit this planet millions of years ago, there'd be none of us here. None of us here. Yeah, think about that. Like, that moon wasn't always that size.
Explain this to me now.
That moon wasn't always that size.
Right.
That, like, there was another planet. That was another planet.
Mm.
That planet came into Earth's orbit, and two of them smashed into each other.
Mm.
And that's what's left of that planet.
It's a perfect circle for a bit, that's left.
Everything's a perfect circle in space.
Right.
Flat Earth. Oh, flat Earth.
Yes. Yeah.
So everything else is a ball.
Yeah.
But the Earth is flat, according to some people.
Well, should it, like, if they can pay for the privilege now to fly to the edge of space and see it for themselves if they want.
I just don't get it.
Jeff and the other fella, the Virgin Media fella.
It's not written.
Richard Branson.
Just remember, if you get up every day, if you go to school, you get high grades, you go to college, you get high grades, you go to work every single day and work your bollocks off, your boss gets to go to space.
Yeah, very true, very true. I suppose, like, as people get older, it does make them feel better. But, like, a girl, she texted me last night and she was like, Jesus, now, if your auntie, or if your Nana Janie and your auntie Kathleen were around to hear you saying you were atheist, they'd go fucking mad because they were. They were so religious.
Again, because how old were they?
Like,
70s, 80s. Now imagine what religion was like in the 80s, 80 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now imagine what Homa's religion was like.
Actually, my man was battered up and down the scale. But, like,
imagine what Homa was like 150 years ago. Oh, how much religion is bent into them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gradually declining.
That's all I always say.
It's gradually declining. But
we love to see it.
We just see, it's just mad how new religions just pop up every few weeks.
It is, yeah.
Like, Scientology. Not when you die. You get a planet.
You get a planet?
A planet.
Alright.
Not 72 versions.
No.
A planet. For yourself. There you go. What?
That's great.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
I mean, realistically, when you're joining, or when you're like converting, I suppose, or baptizing yourself into a new religion, and you're paying fucking like thousands, I mean, there's red flags. You're just a bit stupid, to be honest. It's a cult, come on.
Me. I seen a documentary on a cult, and this fellow was in it, and his brother was his left hand man, his right hand man.
Mm.
And his rule for the cult was any woman who joined the cult had to have sex with the leader. His brother was married.
Oh God.
So he had to have sex with the brother's wife, and two of them are being interviewed. And you can just see he has no soul in his body when he's being asked these questions.
Yeah.
Did your wife write him? Yep. All because they all thought his brother was a leader.
God.
So like, people are just brainwashed.
Yeah.
Look at that, what was it called? The Jonesburg Massacre.
Yeah.
It's just crazy what some people believe. They thought they were getting on a UFO and all this. Crazy.
Mm.
Like, crazy.
We did an episode on cults before, and we kind of researched three each, and it is mad. Like, just...
Some people are just... It's so easy.
People go missing off the face of the
earth. But when you see the videos and you see the people's faces, you can see, right, you can see why they're there. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, you see, like, they're so gullible.
Yeah.
You're getting on a UFO and we're going to go to a different planet. Drink this cyanide.
Yeah.
Give it to your kids there.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah. So another one said tarot cards. Oh, this is the one. She said, I hope your Nana Janie and your Auntie Kathleen aren't listening to this one. I still believe that my communion money is in the CU. Right, that was it. Don't believe in them myself, but views on fortune tellers, me friends swear by them.
Again, I'll go back to Darren Brown, right? Yeah. Darren Brown can read you like a book. Mm. Like a book. Like, he'll say what's your favourite colour without saying it, and he'll tell you straight to your face. You can read like a book. But yeah. I don't know how that works. He needs to train himself about all that stuff.
Yeah.
But again, he has the reward out there for anyone who can prove they're psychic. And no one has took him up on the offer.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Not one person. There's thousands of tarot card readers and people that come to your gaff and do readings and all for you.
Mm.
You find a lot of information about a person online, like, do you know what I mean?
I do find it hilarious when people are like, book your appointment on Facebook.
But here's another one. Every time someone comes to your house to do a reading, they never say the person's name.
Yeah.
They always start with, is it a J? Is it a J? J for J? Why don't they just say Jen? Like, my name is Jen. If they're talking to someone, they're not going to say, my name starts with a J.
Yeah.
Every time you hear one of them now, just listen, they'll always start with, does it begin with a H? Like a H. You'll see it. And then they'll say the name. And then from then on, they'll always say the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch, the next time you see, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Darren Brown calls them out like that. It's just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. I know.
Miracles for Sale. That's what the name of the documentary is on YouTube. Darren Brown.
Yeah, no, I am a bit sceptical of them myself. I know one, and I won't name her, because I think she's still doing the rounds, but allegedly she was caught with an earpiece in her ear going around a pub while she was doing one of these public readings.
Yeah.
And she had her, like, sidekick out, you know, taking money at the door, pouring it into the little, you know, the little petty cash boxes.
Obviously.
And I don't know how the friend was getting the information or whatever, but she had an earpiece and she was caught rapping.
I know I keep coming back to Darren Brown.
Yeah.
But in that Miracles for Sale, he goes to one of these sermons and there's hundreds of people there. Mm. And on your way in, you fill out a card and you say exactly what is wrong with you. And you make a donation and you put the card back in. So Darren Brown wrote out a fake name and he was called up on stage. Called up on stage and your man just called the name like Adam Hubbard. Is there an Adam Hubbard here? And he put up his hands like, yeah. And Darren Brown walked up to the stage and he's walking up the stage. Your man, the preacher on the mic, was saying, look at this man, he's limping, one leg is shorter than the other and all this. And he's like, sits Darren Brown down and does a little shimmy. Mm. And next of all, his leg grows. And Darren Brown going like, well, just play along with it, you know what I mean? Like, you ought to fix me and all that.
Yeah.
People were writing down their name, their address, their date of birth, what was wrong with them, and your mum's just calling them out of the sky. And Darren Brown's camera crew and all had a radio scanner, and you can hear his wife in the background going, call up an Adam Hubbard, and he lives in Finglas. And you're like, all you hear 2 seconds later is there an Adam Hubbard here from Finglas?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, like? And these people are going in, giving their pensions to these people.
Yeah.
Pensions.
No, I know that there's very obvious ones, like, they are ridiculous. And I mean, Darren Brown would definitely pick out the craziest ones for entertainment value.
You have to watch them.
But I do, like, no, I do, and I've watched loads of them with you, and I do believe them, like. And I thought it was funny, one Christmas actually I went into Easton to get a book for my granddad, and his book, Annihilating the Law of Attraction, was right beside the book because about the Law of Attraction.
Because the bullshit on it.
I just thought it was funny the way that they placed it. But, you know, I've seen a lot of them, and, like, obviously he goes for the most mental ones for entertainment value, but, like, there are people. And I've gone to plenty of mediums, well, quote-unquote mediums, and I've had...
Do you remember the time you went to a medium and I kept saying a certain person's name?
Yeah.
Do you remember I kept saying all day to you?
Yeah.
And that person all of a sudden arrived?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That's crazy, isn't it? Now, if we didn't say that name, because that person has nothing got to do with you, yeah. Why'd that person all of a sudden arrive then?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain that one.
Now, you told me, you said to me, you were like, ask the question, what did I say? Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And that never came up.
Yeah, obviously.
But I do think that, like, these people are good readers of you.
Again, I said you can find out a lot of things about someone online.
Yeah, online. Now, in fairness, they're, like, the one that I went around, remember we were living in Cherylstown, I went around to Sarah's and she got somebody else to the house, and there was, like, a group of six of us or something. No names were given. She didn't even give her name. She just gave her address. She was renting that house, so even if you're one, I don't know. And this was back in the day when the internet wasn't what it is now. Like, she wouldn't have really been able to look up much about Sarah or any of us because we were complete randomers going in. And I have to say, she did pick... I don't know whether she was just a good reader of me. And then as well, when she's saying stuff that's... I suppose when you're in it, you don't realise how vague these things are, and then you relate them back to yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh... You try to find
obviously
the place in your life where it fits in.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. She always says something that's familiar.
Yeah.
That's another thing that your mum was saying about that.
Yeah.
They'll always start with a j. They'll never say the name for us, but they'll always say something familiar as well. But did you used to go to the park or the swings or something when you were kids? Obviously.
Yeah. No, but then I have gone to other ones that are really fucking specific. Like, nobody could have known.
The same way... Darren Brown can just read you like that. He'll tell you everything about
you. Yeah, but how would, like...
Because you're saying it to yourself. I don't know. It's his job to, like, that's his profession, is reading people. Reading people, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a magician's job to pull a rabbit out of a hat and nobody thought there was a rabbit in there.
Yeah, but, like, reading people and, like, obviously people's body language, when you say something that's relating to them, their eyes are going to light up and they know they're onto something and they're going to keep going with it. But, like, how did a medium turn around and say an exact sentence that my ma's dead brother said to her when they were kids and she never told a fucking soul?
You know it. It's in your head.
The exact sentence.
Yeah, but you know it, what she said.
She hadn't thought about him, and the tarot reading was for me. It wasn't even for... She was sitting beside me and he picked that up off her.
But she already knew in her head that's something important that he'll never guess. Do you know what I mean?
But she was like, oh, you haven't thought about that in fucking years. Like, that's, I completely forgot that happened.
Again, it's his job to read people. It's his job. Do you know what I mean?
I just know. I think there are genuine...
No, there's some mad things out there. Don't get me wrong. Again, if you believe in all that, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's your choice.
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, next one here. Magpies. Like superstitions.
Oh, Jesus.
So they came out of somewhere, obviously.
Yeah. Does it rhyme, the song, even?
It's one for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for secrets, never to be told, eight for kiss, nine for wish, or maybe it's ten for, a little bored, never to be missed, or something like that.
So why don't you just play that game of seagulls? Same thing. Or pigeons. The only reason why they did it with magpies, you don't see loads of them. There's no game like for pigeons. You wouldn't go 42 for does the bus come in 5 minutes. One for sorrow. What?
I don't know where it came from.
Again, look at one for sorrow, two for joy. If you see one, you're going to say something's going to happen today. And that does happen, you're going to think back to that. If you say two for joy and then you find a five, you're going to go, that's because of them magpies.
Yeah. I will say, I completely forget about the magpie after I see it.
Obviously.
I never relay bad luck back to a scene. However, like,
did you ever see a seagull eat a Mars bar? You remember that?
I've seen a few seagulls out in the hole grabbing chips.
Seagulls are huge.
The crows outside the McDonald's drive-thru with their fucking feathers falling out.
Oh, that's
very bad.
Look like vultures.
Yeah. I know, yeah, like superstitions and stuff. Like, I still salute. I didn't even know you had to salute them. I don't know why. Again, ingrained into me. I used to bless myself, cross me fingers, and then whack me fingers off something to break me sorrow.
Because you've seen a friend do it. And they saw a friend do it. And they saw a friend do it.
Mm.
And then the first person that made that up, everyone's going, look at that fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Then everyone just started doing it.
But then most people, I didn't realise, most people salute my
same friends. Way in Dublin, 5 years ago, no one hung up a phone and went, go on. Now everybody does it. Anyone you ring, the others go, right, go on. Trust me.
Yeah.
Any person that rings the phone, you go on.
It's that or bye, 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 bye.
No one used to say that. Now everybody says it because people say it. And that's you just pick up things. Like I walk with a fella from Tyrone, there's a few things he says. Now I'm saying in my vocabulary, I'm like, for fuck's sake, man.
Yeah.
But I never say them words. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because you're around people all the time. You're just picking up their habits.
Mm.
Same way if you hang around with people that smoke, you're going to end up smoking.
Not necessarily.
When you're out drinking.
You'll try it.
When you're out drinking, you go, give us a shot of that.
Yeah, you'll definitely try it. I will say, I know you. This isn't for you, this is for the listeners. I've noticed on Love Island this year, they're all taking on Maura Higgins' little sayings. The English people are starting to use the word crack, but they're using it wrong. And it's fucking disgraceful. Oh, she is crack. She's got crack.
What's a Maura Higgins? And who's Ireland?
Are you joking me?
And who's Ireland she loving?
No, she's like, she was the one, like, she had.
Now, before you start this, you know you're talking to him.
No, I know, but this you don't even know.
No, you're trying to explain someone off Love Island to me, and I have no idea you're talking about.
It's a situation between an Irish person and an English person, right? This Irish person, who was on a show, speaking to an English. I mean, she was from the backyard, so I can't even fucking remember what.
She's in the country.
Yeah. And it's one of these really thick country. Like, if you heard her, you've definitely seen her before, but you don't expect that accent to come out of her mouth in the first place. But she was, like, talking about the crack, and she was trying to explain it to this English fella, and he was like, what are you? Like, what is that? What are you talking about? And she was like, the crack. I tell him you don't know what the crack is. Like, you know, that kind of thing. And he was like,
is she like male from Cork?
But now they're all, no, it's middle and summer. But now they're all using the word crack. And now they're all, she there used the word fanny floors.
There you go.
And now they're all using the word.
Because where do you, what'd you say, Love Island? Yeah. So they're all in the house.
They're all in the gaff.
Yeah, because they're all picking up each other's things.
No, she's not in it. This was from two seasons ago. They were obviously obsessed with her at the time. They just took up her mannerisms. But the fucking graph that girl had to go through to explain these Irish sayings. And then they just picked them up and tried to use them as their own. Like they always do.
There you go.
Like the English always. No, I'm joking. Fairies. So obviously this is a folklore thing.
What sort of fairies?
Fairies.
The ones at the end of the garden or the ones that get the tooth underneath the pillow?
No, fairies at the end of the garden. So this the comment says, fairies, can't say I 100% believe, but I do believe, don't fuck with them just in case. So like there's a certain tree and we've done an episode.
When you're growing up and your ma tells you that there's fairies at the end of the garden, you start believing that.
Oh yeah.
But if you're 26 years old and I knock over to your house and I say, where's Jen? And she goes, she's down the back there at the fairies. What am I going to think of you?
You're going
to leg it. You believe anything you're told by your mother now, because you look up to your mother or your nanny, you'll always believe what they say.
Yeah.
And it just stays like that. It just flows like that then.
I know. I'd love to believe in fairies, but obviously, like, you need proof for this shit, and I've never seen a real fairy.
You've never seen God either.
However, there is... We did an episode on Irish folklore, and there's a certain tree, I can't remember the fucking name of it, but, and I have to keep my phone open on that page for the comments, but there's a certain type of tree. Is it a hawthorn tree? I don't know what type of tree it is, but you're not allowed to cut them down because they're for the fairies. But the people, right? I think they were building a road or something, a big motorway somewhere in Ireland, and they diverted the road, like they did a massive detour to avoid this tree, because the amount of bad luck that you will get if you cut down
folklore. These
trees. Yeah. It's
folklore. And that tree is probably listed.
Yeah. But
so it can't be touched.
Serious stories of like a man, I need to listen to.
And if they
that.
Keep up them stories, you know what that does to the village? It brings tourism.
Well, I think somebody got fucked.
Who drives down to the middle of the country for a holiday, do you know what I mean? When tourists come over here and they're hearing there's fairies down at a tree in Tullamore or something, they're gonna go down.
Yeah, I did. No, but like there was some fella or some farmer or something who had cut down a fairy tree, and he ended up getting decapitated like the same day or something.
Coincidence. There's farmers out there that get run over by their own tractors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Did he run over a fairy tree?
Mm.
It's coincidence. Things happen. Again, like he decapitated himself, and that's because someone turned around and said, "Oh, because he cut down that tree."
No, it was a very weird series of events, I think. It was a very, like, couldn't have been just a simple accident. This was, like, final destination type of shit. I can't remember the story. I wish I knew the story. Somebody here said, I believe that there's richer people in the world than Bezos, etc. They're just not in the public eye.
Obviously.
Think so?
Of course there is.
That'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Just look up the New World Order. You see, they're multi-billionaires, them lads. There's countries out there that print money for America. Just think about that. Right. Who do they owe money to? Who does Ireland owe money to?
Yeah.
Who's your man that Ireland owes that money to?
I know.
You think about that?
I'm like that as well. I'm like, why can't we just print more?
Or just go kill them.
Yeah. I know that there's... I don't know about the New World Order. I haven't divulged. Give us a breakdown there.
Oh, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
Just look it up. It's crazy shit.
Right, okay. The episode.
And again, I don't believe in 90% of the things I watch, all the documentaries. I just wasn't quite interesting.
Mm.
Like, I watch a documentary about space all the time. I couldn't tell you four things about space.
Because you fall asleep within 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you four things about space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And here's me going, he's real knowledgeable about space.
The sun's hot.
An astrologer.
The sun's hot, the moon's there.
Yeah, it's there.
It's all I know.
Sometimes we're out at the same time.
Oh, it's just interesting.
Silly moon.
It's just interesting looking at documentaries like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is.
Why do people think the devil is bad? He tortures evil people, so he must be mates with God, if you believe in it. I never thought about it that way.
I commented on something on TikTok a few weeks ago. And I forgot all about it until I got a notification there during the day. And I was replying to someone going, I can't wait till you burn. That was it.
Oh, no.
I was what like, was explain yourself, will you? And he's like, you're going to burn forever. I was like, what happens then? Like, do I die and go to a door and do they set me on fire? Or do they put me on a stake and then set me on fire? Do I get food there? Or am I just on fire all the time?
Yeah.
He goes, you're going to burn. Like, you can't speak to people like that.
No.
He's just gone. There's Jesus. And when Jesus comes here, the whole world's going to rejoice. He's gone, 2,500 years?
Yeah.
Where is he? Where is he? Oh, this is crazy.
I think that, do you know what, and I've said this to Carla before, and like, we obviously keep going back to religion because it's so ingrained and it seems to be very widely accepted.
It's just pushed onto too many people. Your kid goes to school,
The whole reincarnation thing, I do believe that there's some truth in the Bible. I believe that there was a fella called Jesus.
Oh, there was.
He did go around and he like did that
preacher
shit.
Yeah, of course. It was a cult that got out of hand.
Yeah.
Again, back in the day, like, you have to understand, like, God sent his son back to help the world. He put him in the middle of nearly, like, you're basically thinking, like, of Iraq. Mm-hmm. Like, when you put him in America, the SARS stuff, he got born there in one of the most deprived places on the earth at that time. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm. And wasn't Rome, like.
No, like, do you know what I mean? In the middle of nowhere, this fella just arrives. So I just think it was all a myth and all this, so.
He didn't just arrive, Mary had him by a miraculous conception.
Like, there you go, just come on, will you? Like, what? I'm sure I've ridden the milkman, that thing was.
Oh, it's just such a mad story, isn't it? Like, immaculate
again,
conception.
Again, don't tell anyone about religion until they're 20 and give them a book. They're just going to throw the book back at you and go, get that the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
She had him without having. What? And where's your dad? Up there? Right here.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, they all thought there was a wind god, a sun god, a rain god.
Oh, they're the Greek gods. The god of.
Well, all technology and all just proves, like, there's nothing like that. There's seasons. That's what we call seasons now. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were praying to God, oh, please let it rain. They didn't know there was seasons.
Well, I do think, like, in more recent times, I think God is just referred to as an analogy for, like, you know what I mean? You call it God, call it your spiritual awakening, call it whatever your higher power is. It's just called God, but it's not necessarily a man in the sky. Do you know? And then, like, I actually saw something interesting recently as well. It was a TikTok video, and it was an artist, and she was doing, she kind of had this commentary going on, but she was drawing a woman, and she was like, Mary, if this whole thing happened, Mary was a woman of Nazareth. Like, she had nose rings, she had a hijab, she had, you know, like, she looked like fucking Esmeralda.
Hosanna in a high ace.
Yeah, do you know, like, she looked unbelievable. Like, she was, like, cracking tan, you know, all this sort of stuff. Joseph would have looked the same, but the way that they're represented, it's this, like, holy white, like, thing in a veil.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
They had to, same way, she, you know, Mary never died, don't you?
Never found out what happened to Mary.
No, the angels just came down and took her. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Just came down one day and went,
I think I did ask that question
just
before.
Come, we're gone.
Yeah, where did Mary
just
end up?
Just took her off, yeah.
Somebody said they believe in mermaids. 1,000,000%.
That's mad, that one.
What? What are you pondering?
No, it's just weird. You wouldn't know what. So we haven't explored 90% of the ocean, so you wouldn't know what the fuck's down there.
Something that, there could be something that, but
plenty,
like,
of fishermen have got up on a few fish, I'd say, you know what I mean? Blowing you out on them seas and then just get out.
Yeah.
You never know with that.
Farmers have done it with sheep.
Like, you see, fishermen, exactly, like, you see sheep born with human teeth and human faces now. Yeah, did you not see that?
No.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Yeah,
and then your mum makes the paper to show him. Look at this fella born with the same teeth as me. That's mad, isn't it?
So you think that there could be mermaids?
That's, I don't know. That's mad.
I think there could be something
that would
resemble a mermaid. Yeah, I don't think there's a half human, half fish.
It's not
that order.
Same way, like, there was a half horse and half man back in Greek times.
Yeah.
No.
No. It wouldn't be that perfectly put together, but
90%, I think 80 or 90% of the world's oceans have never been discovered explored.
There too probably far down. Is something in the sea that would, like, the way we resemble apes, our apes resemble us. There probably is something in the sea, the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, there could be.
Good question.
Very good.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, no, we liked that one. Afterlife, moon landing was a hoax.
No, it was not a hoax. Not at all.
That's just.
Is that a girl asked that question?
I don't really know, but a username.
Fair play, though.
Why?
So you never hear, I've never thought a woman would ask me that question. Or like a girl would have generally asked that question.
You can't say that on a podcast that's mainly listened
to. No, I know that, but I wasn't expecting that. Like, do you know what I mean? I was expecting like all the other questions nearly. But not, was the moon landing fake?
No, she believes that it was a hoax.
Why?
I don't know.
100%. Put it this way. They left the. They did it in the Big Bang Theory. Where they shot the laser up and the laser hit off the disc and sent the beam back.
Hmm.
How did you put them there if no one's been there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a powerful enough telescope, you still see the car tracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still see the car tracks, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so I guess we're coming up to the end of it now. Zodiac signs are definitely a good way to judge a person. Person?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
That's just crazy. What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
Means I'd be creative, I'd be laid back.
And what's a Gemini?
Gemini is a fucking Gemini. Like, you can literally change who you are.
But see, you could say to me there, I'm a Gemini, and because I know your personality, I can put that, do you know what I mean? I can say, you're definitely a Gemini.
You couldn't do it within the first 2 seconds of meeting somebody. You'd have to know them for 13 poxy years. You are the most obvious Gemini I've ever come across.
And what if I was born in July? I'd still be the exact same person.
I don't think you would.
How wouldn't I?
I think that's how we're all so different, though.
Oh, mad.
I know, I do. I do believe in them. I do think that, like, there's these...
Mystic Meg got called out for being a hoax many years ago. Where's she gone?
Mystic Meg?
Where's she gone?
I don't know, she's not in the papers anymore.
But put it this way, every day people open up the newspaper and they read that star sign.
Hmm.
Why isn't every day that exactly pointed at you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you read it 6 days a week and you're like, nope. Nope. I did buy a new pair of shoes this week, actually. It's just they keep throwing out things till they hit something and it's like, bang, that's me.
I do think, reading your horoscope and your zodiac sign are two different things. Like, we did an episode on astrology before, and I had a task and I got papers for a week and I read out the star signs and absolutely none of them. Like, but then you do, like, you have the piss takers who would take advantage and get paid for shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But an actual zodiac sign, no one's getting paid for that. That's a thing in the...
But they said there was a seeing something there last year or this year.
There's a missing one.
There's a missing one.
That's fucking me.
So let's just say there's another one. How many zodiac signs is that? 12?
It was 12, supposed to be.
Because the 12 months. Well, you say there is 13, then everyone jokes fucked up.
Yeah, I would change into the new
one. But there you go. And what would I change into?
I think you're still Gemini, yeah. You were on the
29th,
so... Yeah. Yeah. They changed from the 22nd of the month.
It's just crazy. Again, if you're getting a bit of comfort from reading something in the newspaper like that, all for you. Not for me.
Not for you?
Not for me.
Jeez. But, like, there's star charts and the way stars align and stuff like that. Do you not think...
Stars align all the time. There's millions of them out there. Billions of them.
No, I know, but, like, there's actual charts of... Like, you can trace what way the stars were aligned on the day you were born.
Obviously, because I'm moving through space.
And it means... So stuff has been predicted...
Why do you think the three pyramids of Giza are pointing up at three stars in the sky? Same above as below.
Yeah.
You can always turn back time and see what the stars in the sky were the night you were born.
Yeah.
You can always check that.
Yeah, now I know, but, like, it's... There are charts that you can... It's very complicated. You'd need to be really fucking into it to go into it, but a lot of stuff about the future has been predicted off these charts. Like, the pandemic was predicted.
The Simpsons have predicted so many things in their episode.
Oh, that's another one.
So many things, right? So many things. And everyone thinks it's a time traveller. They're just made up stories. Eventually one is going to happen.
But, so, I heard, right? See the way that the Simpsons always have that kind of thing going on?
About 1 in 1,000 episodes or something happens. It's not like every week something happens.
Yeah, no, I know. But a lot of people think that's the Mandela effect and that these episodes actually never happened. these clips are made after the event and they go up on YouTube, and it's by somebody who's like, oh my god, this was in this episode of Simpsons, and then everybody thinks that they saw that episode but they actually didn't.
I've seen a few things.
Is it?
Yeah, seen a few things on it, but eventually one of them's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like if Homer's nuclear plant melted down and then there was something happened, do you know what I mean? That'll happen somewhere. Yeah. And they'll go, the Simpsons predicted that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's
random.
It's more, no, it's not that. It's, sorry. Yeah, sorry. You're right. It's the, they did happen in the episodes. But what the people do is when they put them on YouTube, they put a caption of a date on it. So they're trying to make people think that they predicted, the Simpsons predicted it on this particular day, and they didn't. That's put in after to make people. So that was another question as well. What do you think of the Mandela effect and the butterfly effect?
What's the butterfly effect?
Butterfly effect is like, say somebody did go back and travel in time, and like something as small as a butterfly flying from left to right change,
like the Avengers,
could change the whole fucking future.
Like the Avengers?
Yeah.
No.
Do you not think, like, if you...
Oh, yeah, I've seen a few things before. Like, there's a few things that I can't wrap my head around. There's a yoke called the Philadelphia experiment, it was called. It was a Navy ship back in the... I don't know. I told you, I'm very bad at remembering things.
They're awful, like...
These
so
just flicker in.
Drugs, like,
well, anyway...
Try your best, love.
But anyway... The Philadelphia experiment or something, where a ship and a dock disappeared. Everyone was there looking at this. The ship and the dock disappeared, and it appeared in a different dock, miles away. And the people that were on the boat, when the ship appeared at the other dock, people were ingrained into the boat, like, stuck into the boat. That's a true story.
What?
Yeah, that's the only bit of time travel that I've ever actually seen that we say... Jesus Christ, that's a truth to start, yeah.
So, do you believe in time travel?
No, I just can't explain what the fuck that was. But the survivors on the boat said that just a big wee fog hit them. And then, like, when the fog disappeared, like, they were ingrained into the boat, wherever they were. They were, like, a part of the boat.
Just a few off the top of my own head, because, like, it's just things that I've come across and I'm like, so, the Mandela effect, that's, like, you know the way that some people would remember... Oh, give me a good example. Like, I think there's, you know, the Disney castle at the start of a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's no dot on the eye.
Yeah.
But everybody remembers the dot on the eye.
Seen something the other day about Britney Spears' video.
Oh, like there was something in the video about actually.
She
never
had
existed.
A mic on the video.
Yeah.
I remember that as a kid, her having a mic.
Yeah.
And now there's no mic.
Now there's no mic.
And
so,
even in the video, she reaches for the mic. Explain that.
Yeah, so that's, like, that's a bit mad, because that's, like, I don't see the purpose of it. It's such little mundane little bits of shit, do you know what I mean? Like, the way Fruit Loops was spelled back in the day versus now, or the way certain words were spelled, you know, in, like, Brandon or whatever, or Skechers, some people remember there being a T, but there is no T, that kind of thing.
You know, there's a T at the end of Tally.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Do you know Palmerstown is actually called Palmerstown?
Is it?
You didn't know that, did you?
Is it not Palmerstown?
Palmerstown.
Isn't that a silent L?
No.
Don't get the fucking.
But everyone says Palmerstown.
Palmerstown.
Can I say?
Is it Palmerstown?
Palmers.
Who told you that was?
150 every fucking day.
Yeah, what is it?
There's no exit 8 either.
What?
Yeah, there's no exit 8 in the M50.
Is there not?
No. It's just not there. There's a 9 and a 7 already, but there's no way.
Is it not Ballyhill?
That's 10.
Oh, Ballymount, sorry.
That's 10, sorry.
What?
Tallis 11.
Fuck off.
There you go, you learn something new every day.
No,
all your listeners now are going to be fucking scoping the M50.
Yeah.
But I am, we.
Another one is astral projection and... that there are different time dimensions all at one time. Now, you spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, that if you went, like...
I spoke about this?
You said it was something about, is it like you travel so far into space you can actually see the dinosaurs or something like that?
No, if there's a planet 63 million light years away from Earth, looking at Earth through a big mad telescope, they see dinosaurs. There'd be none of us here. None of us.
So they see the past?
They see the past. Because it takes so long for light to travel to them. There's plenty of stars out there that aren't even there.
Yeah.
But that's just that light. How long has it taken for their light to hit this planet?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, because every time we see a star, it's already dead, isn't it?
Yeah, most of them are, anyway.
Most, yeah. I always remember seeing twinkling stars when I was younger. I never see twinkling stars anymore.
It's the atmosphere.
What do you mean?
No stars twinkle.
I used to always see
Look at the sun. The sun's a star. Do you ever see that twinkling?
No, but I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere. The atmosphere in the sky. It's the Earth's atmosphere. If you look up at the moon through a telescope, you see the atmosphere in front of you, and it always looks like it's a hot day.
No, I mean, it went from like, it was like a fucking strobe light, but a multicoloured one.
Yeah.
They used to actually twinkle, and I don't see it anymore. It's the atmosphere. Was that my little innocent eyes?
Probably.
Or is it just...
It's just the atmosphere.
Global warming, like, I don't fucking know.
Well, why more for global warming if the weather's like this for 2 weeks every year?
It's kind of hot in these rhinos though.
Fucking right.
Jesus. It's hot balls in here. I have to break the news to you as well. We have another episode we have to do.
I honestly thought you were going to say that I'm pregnant. I have to break the news to you.
Oh, no.
Jesus,
no.
One of him is enough.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's kind of a lot. Was there another thing that I wanted to say? Oh, yeah, so astral projection. This is another thing that the CIA have proved that they're... You can go to a different dimension.
Yeah, if you take a lot of DMT, you go back and speak to people. Joe Rogan, fucking, he'll come out like that and tell you, if me and you took DMT, DMT, like, DMT is inside your brain. See your dreams. Yeah. That's DMT, it's in your head.
Okay.
But you can actually buy DMT.
Some text.
And you just, you go off and talk to beings, you do.
Yeah.
But if I took DMT and you took DMT, we'd still see the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Rogan went back and talked to mad things. And everyone's saying maybe DMT is like...
The third eye.
The telephone to this thing from back in the day. Joe Rogan swears by it. And anyone that goes on a show, he always says, did you ever take DMT? And they're like, no, I don't believe in that stuff. And Joe Rogan's like, me.
Right.
You want to see this fucking stuff. He's an ambassador for the stuff he is.
So a lot of people say that you can do it through deep meditation.
I don't know.
That you actually, your consciousness leaves your body, and they do tell you to be really careful when you're doing it. Like, don't have any responsibilities.
That's what
won't be able to go back to your body if you want it.
I watch another fella called Graham Hancock, and they were talking about the Bible and all back in the day. There was a big story in the Bible about the big fires in somewhere. I don't know where it was. But it's in the Bible anyway about these big fires. But it turned out they were born in ayahuasca bushes, which is full of DMT.
Ah.
So what do you think they were seeing? Fucking people coming out of the sky and gods and all this, because they were inhaling all that smoke all the time. It was a fact. They were eating DMT. Like, there was no proper food around and all that. They were eating bushes and all that.
Yeah.
DMT, seeing gods, seeing mad stuff.
And that's where it came from.
That's where it came from.
Right.
Like, Graham Hancock's very good.
Very interesting. Thanks.
Dirty.
No, we have to do something for Patreon now. We're doing a mystery.
Do we get paid for this one?
No.
For fuck's sake. No. Well, I wasn't there.
No. Too
annoying for everyone.
For your debut. I think you did very well.
Everyone's going to say, what's she seeing him?
No. I think...
I'm actually the funniest out of the two of us, by the way. I just say, it's been a long day.
Yeah. He's very hot. And delusional. No, you are actually, you cracked me up. But like, anytime I say something funny and you know it's funny, you just tell me, I hate you.
I hate you.
Anytime I say,
because I'm the funny one.
Don't who makes money off trying to make people laugh?
Yeah, but like, if I started my own podcast, trust
do
me.
Do it, hon. Let's put this to the test.
No, bother. If I get,
there'll be
a bother. If I get. Many followers have you got?
On what?
On this. Where does this go?
This goes up on all good listening platforms.
Oh,
yeah. This goes up on Spotify. You can listen to this by yourself if you want it.
Nah, Don't use Spotify.
No.
Let's start my own podcast.
We have about 40,000 listeners on this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fair play to you, love.
And, yeah, so that's...
Well, if I get 5,000 people text you and say, Adam should start his own podcast.
Okay.
I'll start.
That's the... That's but like the goal?
Yeah, I'll say 5,000, yeah.
Right. That's the goal.
Be a lot of fun.
We'll have a studio. It'll be there.
I'll have
my
own Jamie.
Get your own Jamie. Get Jap. You just have to put subtitles. How would you put subtitles on a podcast? Oh, there's lots of planning, guys. There's lots of planning. Right, well, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to go off and do our Mr. and Mrs. Style Patreon episode now. And there will be blood because we actually don't know fuck all about each other.
I know, you're pretty.
We haven't had like a proper.
Is this one going to be an interrogation?
No, I think it'll be more of a laugh, but we actually haven't really had a conversation since Bobby was born, so.
What are you talking about?
No, we haven't really. Anytime we start a sentence, like, we haven't really been in a room without him since he was born together. Apart from that time we went to the Castle Knock Hotel.
Tell the Patreon viewers what happened there.
We'll delve deep. Alright, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram as usual, and you can find us on Patreon if you're on a handheld device. The links will be in the description. If you're on a speaker and you want to access them things, go to a handheld device because you can't tip at Nana. Oh, Adam, have you got something to say?
Don't start sending me follow requests or friend requests.
No, I haven't. I'm not going to mention your ads
because I won't accept it.
That's just a fact. It's just for football.
It's criteria you need to meet before you go into my friends list.
Again, thank you so much, and we will chat to you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.